to the Lord and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. I'm going to turn to the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. The book of Isaiah, the first chapter. Beginning at verse number 16. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with a sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Everybody say, I know God's word is true.
I know God's word is true.
And when his mouth has spoken it, you can count on it, it's going to come to pass. I thank God for the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. But when I read, come now, let us reason together, the question has often come in my mind, how do I do that with God? How do you reason with God? Who would want to debate with God? Who would want to try to prove a point to God? Who would want to try to convince God of anything? But in years of looking at the Word of God and praying and talking to my God, I bet you spoke in my heart and told me that I've got a reason for living right. And that's my message tonight, and that's our song tonight, and everything else I say tonight will be built around that. Look at somebody next year and say, I've got a reason for living right. I'm not here to argue with God. I'm not here to take opposing sides with God. I just want to reason with God. And the only reason I can come up with, God, you're right, and I've got a reason for living right. I've got a reason. Let's sing it. Number one.
Yeah.
the next 10 minutes or less, or maybe one more. Every time I ask you a question, I don't want you to sing it, but I want you to stand up, even if I ask you three or four questions in a row, and shout to the loudness with a voice of triumph, if you know what I mean, without hurting yourself. With strong voice, I've got a reason for living right. Let's practice it now. Why are you here? For what they are doing. Praise God. You give some people a position and they can really do a good job until they lose that position. And then it turns out, it seems, that the reason they were trying to live right is because they had a position. I got a feeling tonight that somebody's here with another reason. Hallelujah. It's not because of supposition. Praise God. You see, I've had people come to church is where I've been. And somebody's nephew plays the guitar. And somebody says, you know what, if we could get him over here playing that guitar, he'd probably start serving God. And I've seen some of them bring those folks in and let them play the guitar. And they came to church because they could play the guitar. And they played the guitar as long as they were allowed to play the guitar. But the whole reason it seemed they were there was because they were playing the guitar. Hallelujah. I haven't seen very many of them. I can't say that it hasn't happened or won't happen, but there is a better way. Amen. It'll be better to go after that guitar player. Not because he plays the guitar, but because there is a reason. There is a reason. Guitar, no guitar. We got a reason for living right. We got a reason for going to church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's always somebody that knows somebody that can do some things. If we can just get them to come over to our church and do those things, that'll give them a good reason to be here. But when they're not able to do those things anymore, what are they going to have to hold on to? We could really get the young people if we would build a big gymnasium. And so here they come. Why are they coming? To play basketball. To have a good time. To enjoy being with other young people. Now, don't get me wrong. In no way am I against any of these things. We need to do everything we can to attract people to the church. But they need to know why they're here. This is more than just a game. Amen. Let's get them to come, all right? But don't let the reason be that we play games. Hallelujah. Why do we invite people to church? God's people are so forgetful. Let's do that again. Why do we invite them to church? Let me see it. See, it's going to be hard to sleep during this sermon. Even though it's not going to be long, it's still going to be hard to sleep. Because we're going to catch you if you go to sleep. Hallelujah. I'm looking to see who's singing in this choir. Amen. Who's doing your part? And you know what? I don't want you just to do it because I'm directing it, but I want you to feel this. And I believe you do. I believe you do. Are you here tonight going to church because you have a position or because you get to sing? Why are you here? You may be seated. We have a reason to dress like we dress. We don't have a so-called dress code, although it may appear that we do as apostolic people. To many people, they think, wow, those six folks have a dress code. Well, what they may not realize, we have a great God that makes us want to do things that do not matter what they think or how they do or they do. Hallelujah, because going to church with us is not to show people what we have to wear. I'm not here because I have a black suit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I didn't go to town today and buy myself a suit because I was going to church. Mighty God, I'm here because God loves me. I'm here because I love God. I'm here because he brought me out of the miry clay. I'm here because he established me, took sin out of my life and made a new creature out of me. And it makes me want to walk a different way, live a different way. And if there's any hint in the direction that I'm going, that it's going the way that the world wants me to go, I may just do things a little different than what they want. Why? Because I'm in it for the reason. And it's not because. But I'm going to tell you, when you live right, you change clothes sometimes. And I'm not going to get deep into that. I'm a minister here. I don't even get too deep into the church where I'm not a minister. Because we have ministers. And some of them need a little time. Need a little time. For the people around them to give them their reasons for living right. In their testimonies. In their songs. In their messages. I want to tell you what, if you keep coming around here long enough and finding that the people really care, really love you, pretty soon you're going to find out that there's a reason for being here, and you'll get your eyes off of what they wear or don't wear, what they cut or don't care cut, what they do or don't do, and you'll just get your own reason. Hallelujah! You may be seated. See, I worked in some stores in my life, and I learned after being a salesman for a while that there are certain ones that you watch for that come into the store. Most of what I sold in my business life was musical products, and I learned when somebody walks in, just looking around, that it's going to take a little time, and they don't know really what they're there for, and it may take a little extra effort to bring them to an awareness of why they came. Because you can walk up to those individuals and say, "May I help you?" And they usually say, "Oh, I'm just looking." You ever known this to happen? And you ever said that to somebody that came up to you? "Well, I'm just looking around. I'm okay. I'm just looking. I'm just looking." But when you see that person come in, sort of in a hurry, and goes straight to that instrument hanging on the wall, he knows what he's coming for. He knows in his heart, he's already figured things out. He's already gone shopping somewhere. He's already looked at the different prices. He's already been sold, and he walks in. And he doesn't look around. He passes everybody up. He goes straight to that instrument. You know what I always learn to do? Even if I'm talking on the phone, I gotta go. Hang it up. Grab that contract, get my papers, get my pen, get my business cards, and head over there to that instrument where that man's looking at that with those eyes that are sparkling with hope that he knows where he's going, what he wants, and what he's about to do. He doesn't need somebody to stand there and say, "Let me tell you all about this instrument." He just needs somebody to give him a pen, put that contract in front of him and say, "You made the right choice." Hallelujah. I believe God is here tonight. And maybe somebody came in just looking around. But I believe some of you walked through that door knowing what you wanted. Hallelujah. You knew what you came for. And you got the attention of the Almighty God. God is here. He's here with something for you. Hallelujah. Praise Him.
Are you here?
I got a reason for living right.
Be that simple.
faith. You can praise the Lord. And your reason for praising Him is not because you're walking in the valley, but you had your reason to praise Him when you went into the valley. And as you praise Him, you know He's going to take you through that valley. And on the other side, He's going to stay with you. Hallelujah! Praise Him. If you were to put a title on this sermon tonight, what would it be? You may be seated. Now I want us to turn to Psalm, the book of Psalm, and bring it to a conclusion. Hallelujah. Go to the 150th Psalm. We just came to praise the Lord tonight, didn't we? Did you come to hear a sermon? Did you come to hear a man preach for 2 hours? Did you come to spend the night and just enjoy being here?
Hallelujah.
I'm going to hold a question for a minute. Psalm 150. Repeat after me. Praise you, the Lord.
Praise you,
Lord. Now you can stand. That instruction comes from the Word of God. Hallelujah. Who's it talking to? That word ye is pointing to somebody. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. I would like to ask somebody in my choir tonight that's not ashamed, not afraid, and you're just willing to let God be God, and you don't know what's going to happen next, and you don't care. Because we're not walking into the flesh, but we're walking into the Spirit to step out in the aisle. Anybody, and I don't care if it's one person, definitely, oh, you don't know what I'm going to do. But isn't that wonderful? Now, you know what she did when she stood in that aisle, no matter who did or who didn't? She said, I got a reason for living right. I would like you to come up here and stand. Oh, right here. I would like to ask, is there anybody here that has been healed of something since January the 1st, 2005? If you are here, step out in the aisle. And I'm asking for cooperation because I'm the choir director. If you have been healed since January the 1st, 2005, of anything, step out in the aisle. You folks that's coming to that aisle, praise God, you're going to get to sing a special part in the choir tonight. I would like you to come over to this side and join these folks here. This is Victory Section number 1. Hallelujah. I would like for anybody that's ever been healed of anything to step out in the aisle and stay in the aisle. Hallelujah. And you can kind of work your way forward if you can find a room. And if you've ever been filled with the Holy Ghost, find a place to stand among all these people. And I'm going to say those words, praise you, the Lord. Next time I say it, if you can think of any reason you have to praise the Lord, start praising Him. Praise you, the Lord! Salvation! Deliverance!
All right. Hallelujah. God's so good. Thank you, Jesus. And then all the orchestra to get ready to play again. Same key. Hallelujah, everybody. Stay right where you are. Because we have a big audience tonight. A big audience. There are angels clapping their hands. There is a smile upon the face of the one who delivered us from sin. Healed us when we were sick. God inhabits the praises. God inhabits the praise of His people. Tonight is a praise night. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. With a loud voice is good, but you don't have to have a loud voice to praise Him. You praise Him because you got a reason for living right. Who is your reason? Jesus is your reason. But I'm going to tell you why, when you get to thinking about it, sometimes your feet can't stand still. Sometimes your hands can't stop clapping. And your voice can't stop making sounds. Because He's been good for us, hasn't He? He's been good for us. Hallelujah. I'm going to play again in a minute. Praise you, the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Hallelujah. Praise Him in the firmament of His power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's not our power, it's His power. It gives us the ability to praise Him.
Hallelujah.
I couldn't separate myself from the world.
Hallelujah.
Nobody can separate yourself from the world. But in the firmament of His power,
yes,
we can become separate from the world.
Hallelujah.
And have a reason to praise His holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet.
Ah,
oh, trumpet player, hit a note. I don't care what it is. Hey, Lord, just play it. This is your chance to shine. Hey, man, just play anything. Make it up. Go for it. It don't matter if it sounds good or not.
Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything
couple of things and I'll be through.
Hallelujah.
At this part.
Hallelujah.
And I'll go home rejoicing because I never get through. And I'll share with somebody around the world tonight for the night's over. I went to Newington because I have a reason for living right.
Hallelujah.
And I found some people dead over there because they got a reason for living right.
Hallelujah.
And it only took me 10 years to get them to the point where they were willing to get a 1,000 seats and go anywhere not knowing where they were going. But you know, it didn't take me 10 years. You were doing that when I met you. I'll never forget the night I came here for the first time. I knelt down back there between two pews. Thinking nobody noticed me, and that was good because I just want to talk to God for a minute. And somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, "The bishop wants to see you." I didn't know whether to be afraid. I was happy. Hallelujah. That's the night I met Bishop Geddes for the first time. Hallelujah. I went into his office, and he expounded to me that he had a reason for living right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And I see in you, as Pastor Hill leads you forward, hallelujah, and you keep going forward, singing this choir, singing and clapping your hands and making melody and testifying and being cooperative and being willing to do what you're asked to do. Praise God that you weren't only here because Bishop Geddes was here. Although you're so thankful that you got to spend the time with him. But he, with God's help, placed something in your heart that no matter who comes, no matter who goes.
Hallelujah.
Why are you here tonight?
Hallelujah.
Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Thank you, Jesus. I've seen people come into the church with their heads down and leave shouting and rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We've had a lot of people come to here saying, "I can't come tonight because I'm sick." We had a lady in our church down south, she said, "I got to be there because I'm sick." Amen. I'm not saying if you got some contagious, terrible disease that you're going to give somebody else a, that you need to be giving everybody else your disease. Praise God. But if you can't get healed at church, you might as well forget about the doctor too. Thank you, Jesus. If you can't get help by praising God, I don't praise him to make him help me. I praise him because he gave me a reason for living right. He's the King. He's my all in all. He's everything I need. Praise God. But in your praise, he will heal you. He will set you free.
Hallelujah.
I told our people a few nights ago, I saw this lady come down the aisle carrying a big shoe. I never told you about it. With a real thick sole. She came in front of church, not carrying, but she came in front of church wearing that. And she was walking straight. Because she had one real short leg. And she came up and the pastor said, what is it you're here for? And she was carrying a shoe, but it was not that shoe. It was another shoe. And she said, because I want to leave this place wearing this shoe, which is like the other shoe. And I want to walk as straight going out as I walked coming in with this built up shoe. Now, we never had seen anybody do this before. I've never seen anybody doing that. I've never seen anybody walk in. I've seen one lady through the years when I was real small. She'd come to church often carrying her shoe because she had a dislocated toe. And we always knew when Sister Minnie brought her shoe to church that we could count on her going to the front, getting prayed for, and that snow would, toe would snap back in place, and she'd go dancing down the aisle. It happened over and over with her shoes on. But in this other case, this lady came in with this big built-up shoe. And when the preacher started praying for her, her hands went up. Hallelujah. There was something about her faith. I didn't even know the lady. Something about her faith. I came here, and I brought this shoe And I want to walk out with this shoe on that foot. And I want to be able to walk straight.
Hallelujah.
When she started praising God, I saw one side of her go up. And she started trying to walk, and she walked like this. You know what God did before my very eyes? He made her legs equal. She had to take off that big shoe. And I'm going to tell you, they're putting these shoes on your feet tonight, too. Whatever it is that lady was doing, God results. Hallelujah. I don't know where all she'd been, what all she had done, but I know it wasn't a gimmick. It wasn't Benny Hinn doing his thing. It was not soul business. It was just some people gathered together praising God. I believe it was on a Wednesday night, just regular service, if there is such a thing. Oh, but I want to tell you, that lady started praising God. And she put that other shoe on and she started walking. There's a lot of shouting going on. There's a lot of dancing going on. There's a lot of hands waving in the air. And you know, somebody could have walked in off the street and said, why are you so sure of that? Well, they might even ask you, why are you worshiping God tonight? Jesus. Hallelujah. I've got a reason. Just before I see this singing one more time, I've got a reason.
For us, hallelujah. And in all the songs and all the renditions that you heard tonight, it's talked about the reasons why we're here, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He smiled on us, hallelujah. He's holy, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he made a sacrifice for us, hallelujah. God is so good, hallelujah. So then we can go up yonder, hallelujah, and be with our Lord, hallelujah. God is good to us, hallelujah. Heavenly spoke to you tonight, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Through the songs of praise, through the instruments, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Clap your hands if you've been delivered, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God, hallelujah. Thank God for the wonderful message that came from Pastor Rutledge. Hallelujah. What a blessing, hallelujah, we find in Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah.